Welcome to Rising Moon Astrology. Welcome to Rising Moon Astrology. This is Mary Pat Lynch. Here, I talk about each new and full moon, and occasionally other celestial events. You'll find my website at risingmoonastrology.com, my Facebook page at Rising Moon Astrology. On the website, you'll find information about chart readings. If you would like to explore astrology one-on-one. This is my overview for the full moon in Aries of October 5th. This is a full moon that brings more fire, but compared to what we experience during eclipse season, it's not going to feel like quite as much. Instead, we're invited into a process of deep transformation while continuing to move forward. Tomorrow, October 5th, in mid-afternoon Eastern U.S. time, the full moon in Aries arrives. Oh, just what we need. More fire. Haven't we had enough? And indeed we are weary, with good reason. Let's get the basics out of the way. An Aries full moon is never shy. Aries is brash and impetuous. On such a full moon, we avoid arguments, keep our heads down, and step back from brinks of all kinds, if we are wise. The energies of such a moon push more toward risk and confrontation. This year, many will stay home and wait it out. The Grand Trine in Fire still holds court in the sky. The North Node of the future at 21 Leo, Saturn at 22 Sagittarius and Eris at 23 Aries keep the temperature hot. Uranus at 27 Aries trines Black Moon Lilith at 28 Sagittarius, adding their fuel. Fire remains dominant, but less powerful than it was. There is a spent feeling in the air, as if we've done all we could do or know how to do. But we need to remain vigilant. There is great power here, and with that power, opportunity. This is one of the messages of this illuminating full moon. Let's let the Grand Fire Trine slip into the background and focus on the full moon itself. The moon sits at 12 Aries. The sun at 12 Libra is accompanied by Mercury at 10 Libra and the asteroid Vesta at 8. These three represent balance and the kind of harmony that comes from deep work. There is nothing superficial about Libra, who seeks stability, peace, and fairness. Mercury brings careful thought and inclusive speech. Vesta is our hearth fire, the symbol of what we long for and seek to protect. This full moon is squared by Pluto at 16 Capricorn. Here is the alchemist. Pluto is the engine of transformation buried deep within the earth and within us. He is the one of whom we say the mills of the gods grind slowly, but they grind exceedingly fine. With Pluto present, we know the full moon will light up deeper issues than a bar fight. Pluto brings questions about fate and choice, death and resurrection. The full moon also creates a yod, a pattern also called the finger of fate. The Sun, Mercury, and Vesta sit at the top of the yod. The sides of the tall triangle reach from there to Neptune at 12 Pisces on one side, and the asteroid Pallas Athena at 12 Taurus on the other. An interesting pattern here. On one side, we have the vast expanse of cosmic energy, wise but diffuse, metaphorically misleading, deep, endless, and seductive. On the other, we have the pragmatic logics of daily life. Who enters our land? Who is kept out? Why and how? How do we recognize enemies from friends? Libra struggles to understand each of these positions, wanting more clarity than Pisces will offer, and more inclusiveness and creativity than Taurus sees a need for. The solution to any yod lies directly beneath the apex, which is, of course, the moon in Aries. We are meant to act clearly, but how? Mars rules the Aries moon. Venus rules the Libra sun. At this full moon, these two are conjunct, sitting very close together at 19 Virgo. Yin and yang, feminine and masculine, doing and being are together. Virgo is the sign of careful planning, organization, and details. This pair trines Pluto, a connection that places the rulers of the full moon within the alembic of the alchemist. Pluto links the full moon to the Mars-Venus conjunction, the Aries-Libra opposition to the Mars-Venus togetherness. Pluto loves paradox. What is the message here? Looking at the patterns overall, we see that the Aries moon is the focus, the center, the pivot. Yes, Aries can take too many risks and fight a lot, but Aries acts. Aries does not wait around wringing its hands or look to someone else for direction. Aries moves. This is the sign of new life, the spark that ignites the world. This moon is the harvest moon. The earth gives us many gifts, always. Yet this year's harvest includes much that is bitter and daunting. We might prefer to turn away from the world. We might squirrel away our own supplies, saying, I will take care of me and mine and let the rest go to hell. I will hunker down and hide. The Aries moon rises full and bright in the sky to say, if you're going through hell, keep going. This moon would never stop, never back down, never surrender, never, ever give up. The wider message of this full moon in the presence of Pluto and the Mars-Venus conjunction is what we do and how we do it must change. Repeating the same mistakes and expecting different results is, at the least, ineffective. We are called to something deeper, a reimagining of action and reaction, self and other, yin and yang, success and failure. So, hand-wringing, out. Endless study, over. Fruitless debate, been there. The call now is to personal responsibility, local direct action, and movement. We can't correct our course if we're standing still. Checking your birth chart will let you know where to look for the messages of this full moon. The house in which the full moon falls and the houses where you see the Sun, Pluto, and the Mars-Venus conjunction will all be affected. Anything in your chart that falls between 10 and 20 degrees will be touched by one or more of the planets involved: Sun, Moon, Mercury, Mars, Venus, Pluto. These times can feel overwhelming. Much is changing, more needs to change. The deepest changes we seek are within ourselves. The most vital message of this full moon in Aries is to keep on, don't stop, keep moving. Life will find a way. This is Mary Pat Lynch of Rising Moon Astrology, wishing you an illuminating full moon in Aries. Thank you for listening.